Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited to be here with you. Every single Monday, I so look forward to being able to talk with you guys and equip you and give you different types of nuggets and things that are on our heart and mind to be able to equip your business. And every week we get testimonials about how you are utilizing what you are hearing. Not that you're not just being hearers of this word, that you're not just soaking up knowledge, but that you are actually physically going out there and doing what you're hearing. And it's those that do with what they hear are the people who have increase in their sales, increase in their income, increase of blessing all over their life, which is exciting to me. And so last week ended our closing class and our prospecting class. Oh, man, how I wish that this call was right after that, because I was on the ceiling. I was so happy and excited with the graduates of that class. They did phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I want to find the paper while I'm talking to you guys just to give you the stories. The stories will blow your mind of the kind of results that people got out of that thing. Now, for those of you that are brand new listening on this call, tonight we're going to talk about how do I make money now? That's the name of the topic. How do I make money now? Well, I'm going to prepare all of you to make money now, whether you are new to a home-based business or you have been in for a long time. Everything I'm going to share with you tonight completely applies to you because it's the same basics that make you money, no matter if you have you're leading a sales force of 200,000 people or you're leading a sales force of 2 customers. It doesn't matter. Please put your head in the mindset of somebody that's brand new and fresh, because that's where the excitement is. So I'll get into that topic in a minute. Now, for those of you, this is your first time ever listening to this screechy voice that talks too fast, which I know you're already thinking. Let me tell you a little bit about who's talking to you. First of all, I'm just going to be myself on this call. You be yourself. I'm going to be me, and together we're going to build a dynamic business. However, if I'm going to try to be one of those other speakers, you know, that have been at it for a long time and be, you know, put the pauses in the right places and, you know, have the right kind of rhythm, and I don't know how they do it. I've never been taught to do what I do. But the reality is I wouldn't be me. I would sound like everybody else. So I just believe that, you know what, God made me the way I am. He made you the way you are. Just step up and be who you are and be the best at it. And forgive me ahead of time. When I get excited, my voice gets higher. I talk too loud and I talk too fast. But lucky for you, this is being recorded, and it's on the website. Available by tomorrow, you can actually listen to this call on the website. Anyway, so for those of you that don't know who this person is, my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated female, 19 years old when I first heard about the industry, and I had no self-confidence, no self-esteem. My father was a drug addict who completely violently abused myself, my sisters, and my mother, and told me I was fat and ugly my whole life and that I could never do anything right. I grew up feeling very stupid. When I was introduced to the industry, I told the guy who introduced me, I said, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. But he persisted with me for 2 months. Finally got the courage to get started and figured even if I fail, that I still would be making more money at this than I ever would working for JCPenney's. And so I decided I quit my job and I came in full time, which is the first business mistake that I had made. My very first day in business. After 6 months of failure, I heard about a training seminar, and I was told if I didn't go that they would not work with me. This seminar was going to cost about $1,500 between all the expenses and the fee to get into the thing. And I didn't have the money. I certainly could not afford, you know, charging another thing on my card. I certainly could find a bunch of other things I'd rather be doing than going to some boring seminar with a bunch of boring adults. You know, $1,500, I mean, there's a lot of better ways to spend that than going to some stupid training seminar. That's what was in the mind of a 20-year-old. And I decided to go anyway and came out of it and made $4,000 in 8 days. That was crazy. The next month brought 9 people to Salt Lake City, Utah. And those people came out and they started building the business like crazy. And my check was $11,000 because of the success that they had. I put them in the right place for them to succeed. And because they were in the right place, got the right kind of training, their skill level went crazy, and they went nuts coming out of their first seminar. The next month brought a bunch of people to Chicago, Illinois, and made $15,000 was my next check. The following check after that was just under $21,000. And decided I wanted to go get married, make some babies, and kind of seal up that part of my life, found that the people I were working with were total crooks, and kind of walked away from that scene. My husband changed his mind right after we got married. And on the day after Christmas, started a business from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, a handwritten flyer, and a voicemail. started a business off from that. I had no phone number, and I had no physical phone, and I had no physical address. So got a voicemail. Got somebody, a voicemail company, to just take a leap of faith without checking my credit and just trusting me to put a check in the mail, which was, like, scary. But I had learned some skills the year before on how to work with people and develop trust on the phone. Well, instantly put out this flyer that I handwrote. 25 people called back, 24 out of 24 I read a phone script with, and those people wound up saying, yes, I want it, and I want it now. I put in 10 hours into that business and made $2,000. At the same time as working as a cocktail waitress, I had gotten a cocktail waitress just a couple weeks before. Started then the next month, month of January of 1991, reading that same script, putting out that same flyer, just sticking to it, very simple, and had 100 people say, I want it. Now, my closing ratios were 90 to 100% from just sticking to this closing ratio. So if you can read, I can show you tonight exactly how to make money. Made $6,540 my really first 30 days, working a total of 30 hours in that business. The next month, put in a full-time effort, quit my job as a cocktail waitress. This is the month of February. Made over $10,000 my first full-time month in that business. Broke all the international sales records. I was 21 years old, working in a little tiny apartment in Waikolo, Hawaii, reading a phone script, teaching now others how to read that exact same phone script and how to market their business. Broke all those international sales records. There was a multi-billion-dollar corporation with several hundreds of thousands of people worldwide inside that business. Then the following month, started a training seminar system called First Steps to Success. And the people that came to that first seminar came out of that, started making money like crazy. They were developed from the ground up on how to be able to build a successful business. And had many people coming out of there earning $2,000 to $5,000 in just a few weeks following that seminar. Well, that success from that training seminar grew so fast that each and every month we had this system called First Steps to Success, which is now available to the general public. Well, those people went out and went crazy, and so I just kept doing it. I kept talking to people, reading phone scripts, talking to more people, reading more phone scripts, taught a bunch of people how to do the same thing. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, had made my first $1 million. How? Because of a system. I brought people through a training seminar system that developed and equipped them from the ground up. Many people earning $10,000 to $20,000 by the end of my first year. These were busboys and waitresses, construction workers, divers, moms, all kinds of walks of life of, you know, receptionists, okay, unemployed people that came out of a training system and started making a tremendous amount of money right away. Very often, majority of the people that I brought in the business made an average of $2,000 the first 10 hours working in that business because of a powerful training system. And so if you plug into a similar training system, guess what's going to happen to you? So listen, here I am, 23 years old, made my first $1 million. Why? Because of helping other people make money. That's how I made money. Then, since then, met my husband through the industry, have 5 kids. There's no excuse for anybody here. My husband and I built a business on a part-time basis, have earned 7 figures in the industry, on a part-time basis, raising our 5 children. I think back about where would our life be if we had not gotten started, if I had not plugged into the training, if I had not plugged other people into training, where would my life be today? It's kind of scary. I know I wouldn't have the latter 4 children, and I wouldn't have the awesome man that I've got the total privilege to be married to. And so if you're on this call for the very first time, you never, ever know when your life is about to turn around. You never, ever know when things are about to get better. And you also never know when things are about to get worse. So you must have something in place to make sure that you are maximizing each and every day of your life so that you can make sure and have no regrets. That's the bottom line. So, whoever invited you on the call tonight, you make sure that you call them and you thank them because they obviously have got their heart, their character, and their mind in the right place. They have taken it upon themselves to outsource a division of their business to outsourcing to a training system that works that's not on trial. And so you want to thank them and pay attention to what they're doing. If you have somebody in your upline, meaning a supervisor, manager, or whatever, somebody that brought you in, a sponsor or what have you, that brought you in, let me tell you something about that person. You want to pay attention. If they are having success, you pay very close attention to what they're doing. If they're having success and they're earning a tremendous amount of income, then follow what it is that they are telling you to do. If they, especially if they're on a fast track, do what they do and you're going to get what they have. There's no question about it. They've already put in place a system for you. Follow that system. It's very important. Part of their system is the DannyJohnson.com system, which is why you're listening to this call right now, because they plug you into this. They've outsourced training so that they continue building their business, and that's the same exact thing that you're going to do once you get your business up and rolling. Okay, now, let's get right into this. How do I make money now? That's the key question here. You're brand new. You've just gotten started. Now, maybe you're not new to the industry. Maybe this is your 12th company that you've tried out. I don't care what it is. The reality is this must be the last one that you do, and this must be the first one that you make the most amount of money in. That's what it has to be for you. You are not getting started in the business opportunity that you're in to have another thing that you tried and did not succeed at. You've got to be at the point where you're making up your mind, this is it, I have to make this happen, period, end of story. Why? Because if you don't, then what is your alternative? What else better do you have going on? Now, there's some of you, your ego and pride is going to step up and say, I'll be fine. But let me tell you something. I have that kind of an attitude, and I've had that attitude actually several times throughout my year, and there's always a wonderful God that I serve that seems to humble me whenever I get to that place. And the reality is this. You never know. You really never, ever know. And so what else better do you have going on than the opportunity to leverage your time, to leverage your talent with other people's talent, to leverage your skill or lack thereof with other people's skill? This is an awesome place, an awesome industry that you've embarked on. And if you don't make it work and if you quit, look what you're resorting back to. What you're resorting back to is a life of debt, a life of no vision, a life of no desire, a life of mediocrity, a life of being average and being comfortable with being average. And my question to you is it really comfortable? No. What we're resorting back to is giving our kids one step below our best. We're giving them what we could, what we settled for instead of what we could have given them. Listen, I know that if you have children, you want the best for them. You want to supply the best possible neighborhood you can, schooling, further education. You want to give them the chance to succeed in every area of their life. And the only way that you can do that is by you stepping up and stepping up to that challenge yourself and stepping up and saying, I want the best for them. I've got to lead by example, and I've got to make something of my life that is worth my time. Make sure that the life that you're living is worth the time that you're spending living that life. You absolutely have to make sure that you've made that decision. So you've embarked in a new business adventure. Okay? Now, if that is what you have done, and you have made the commitment, you've made the decision that you have the desire, and that you're not going to settle for less, you're not going back to mediocrity, you're not going back to a comfort zone, that you're actually going to step up and step forward, apply yourself, follow through, invest into your education so that you can learn how to become a professional, so that you can make what you know you desire to give to your family. Okay? So if you have already done those things, there's basically two ways to make money in your opportunity. Now, I know your compensation plans might give you like 12 different ways, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking there's two ways to make money in a home-based business. Number one is moving products. Number two is by building a sales force. That is two different ways to make money in your business, in your home-based business. Now, the first way is very simple, and I'm just going to touch on a couple key points in marking out how to be able to do that. Number one, you want to do a test market. Very important. You're brand new. You're starting out. Don't step up and try to become an expert in something you know nothing about, because the reality is that people can sense that on the phone. Number two is that your friends and family members or people you've done business with in the past, they know what you know and what you don't know. So you're doing a test market. You need to come from the test market approach. And I mean sincerely come from a test market approach. In fact, my husband and I had done this with a new product just a few years ago that we wanted to test market. We heard all these kinds of wild things about this product and all these incredible claims about it. And, you know, it was almost too good to be true, so we wanted to test it out before we jumped in with both feet. So we purchased, you know, we came in at the top level, but that was just to test market the full program. So we purchased a case of the items that they had available, and we basically set a goal that in the next 3 days, this case has to be done, has to be gone, period, end of story. And we went out and we basically came out with this test market approach. In fact, the test market approach is actually in our script book. If you go to DannyJohnson.com, again, DannyJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, those of you that are listening, Go ahead and go to that website right now. If you're listening to this online, you're already there. In the product section, there is a script book. Many of you that are listening to me right now, we probably have, I don't know, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 people on the call right now. Many of you have this script book. If you do, you're familiar with it. If you don't, you're going to be so far behind the rest that do. That's the bottom line. Because your competitors are listening on this conference call right now. That's the truth. In fact, your competitors are going to be in Chicago on March 19th and 20th. And those that step up and are in Chicago on March 19th and 20th, I can guarantee you, they're going to get the leads you can't close. Did you hear me? They will close the ones that tell you, I'm not interested. They will close the ones that say, well, I'm just really not sure. Can you call me later? The people that are at First Steps in Chicago, those are the people going to close those people at the top level that's possible for closing people. Okay, so here's the deal. The test market approaches, there's two different test market approaches. So if you're going to move towards the direction of moving product, and I know people who earn six figures on just straight moving product alone, and if that's the part of the business you like, you go ahead and go for it. You want to make millions, you start building a sales force. Okay, so here you go. Test market approach, very simple. We went to various different people and said, you know what, we've been looking for a way to be able to get out of debt, and, you know, we feel like we may have found a way, and after searching the market out, we realized that we found something. But before we completely get ourselves too deep, we first want to do a test market through our friends who we trust will give us an honest assessment. It's kind of a look under the hood and test drive before we buy kind of a thing. So would you be willing to test something out for me? What are they going to say? That is no pressure. That is me not building a wall of tension with my prospect, with my friend, my family member. I am sincerely wanting to know. Please test this out. Let me know. How do you like the taste? Let me know. How do you like the color, the label, the price, all of that kind of stuff? And please let me know exactly what happened to you internally as a direct result of using this stuff. Obviously, that was a nutritional. Same with the service. You can do it with a service, whether it's insurance or phone service or whatever. Do it. Find a way to make it work. But a test market is an awesome way to build it. Why? Because it doesn't put the prospect on their guard. And not only that, but you really want to know. I want to know sincerely what out of 10 people or out of 20 people or out of 100 people, who says what and whether or not this is a good opportunity for me. So don't step up and try to become some salesperson. Don't step up and try to become someone that you're not. Just start off with a test market. This approach works so beautifully that we had 100% closing ratio with that test market approach. And I believe that it will work the same with you. Why? Because you don't know anything about your product yet. You don't know anything about your service yet. To be honest with you, you're in the best possible position. Because it's those people that go out and they know everything about their company, everything about their product. Those are the people that wind up doing nothing in the end. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Why? Because they overload with people with information that the people have to think about. And, you know, that's not getting anything done. Okay, so let's talk about this moving product. Let's talk about the success of you moving product and making money that way starting tonight. Okay? Not tomorrow, tonight. And every single day from this day forward if you're brand new. Okay, first of all, you need to create your own story. Okay, and you're going to create your story by using your product every single day. You must become a product of your product. You need to totally believe in what it is that you have. Now, let's say that you're using some kind of a supplement that doesn't affect your body. Well, there's a number of different reasons why it may not affect your body. It could be because you're already high energy. It could be because you're already in really good health. What I would recommend that you do is you try it for 30 days and then you stop. Usually people who have high energy, they wind up taking a new supplement, but guess what they find out? That when they stop taking it, their energy level totally took a dive and they didn't realize how much they missed it until they stopped. Well, let's say that you have a service. Still, whatever it is, you need to become a product of your product, or you need to become somebody that believes fully in your service by using the service it is that you're marketing. I've seen people so many times be penny smart and dollar stupid with that. Cracks me up. Where they actually think that they're not going to use their product or service that they're marketing and actually expect to really go far. Listen, that is some short-term thinking. The only reason why people will not use the products that they're using is because they're just trying to make a quick buck and they are not long-term thinkers. Well, unless you're a long-term thinker, you're not going to make a whole lot of money in the business adventure that you're in. Could you imagine if Bill Gates did not use the programs that he developed? Imagine how ineffective he would be. Imagine. That is just completely inappropriate. The reality is if you're going to take on this new business venture, then you must be a product of your product. And the only way that you're going to be able to create your own story about your own product and service is by using it every single day. So some of you may have, I don't want to even spend time there. Let's go to the second thing, is that you need to collect stories. Oh, this is so important. We used to do these Saturday trainings where we would have our brand new prospects in the room staying for a Saturday training, and we would have them write down all the testimonials that we had there in the room. Why? Because they were leaving that training that day to go out and do nothing besides tell stories. This is so hugely important because facts tell people things that they need to think about. But stories is the thing that moves them into purchasing the product from you and becoming one of your clients. Very important. And a client is a long-term customer, not a short-term one-month user. So collect stories. When you're on your company conference calls, write down the stories that you are hearing. When you're with me in Chicago on the 19th and 20th of this month, then write down the testimonials that you're hearing. Whatever story it is that you're hearing, you write those testimonials down. Why? Because testimonials are, man, your arsenal. The prospect doesn't have a chance against you when you've got an arsenal of testimonials. And so it's very important to do that. If all you do is say, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this, and you give them a testimony about your product, about somebody who used your product, it'll blow your mind. Now, don't get all smart and think, oh, I'll just make an email full of testimonials. No, that is not the same. What I'm telling you is you physically hear those stories and you now tell those people, hey, listen, I was on a conference call last night. I heard Sally from North Dakota. She got started on this stuff and this is what happened to her. Okay? You physically heard it yourself. You tell those stories. You meet the people that have those stories. You tell those stories. So the next time you're at a live business presentation, a live training, or a conference call, you write down the stories, and all you do is start telling those stories. It's even better if you could be in, like, Chicago, for example, and you're having your picture taken with the stories. Oh, my gosh. That's so powerful. And one of my students, very faithful guy, such an awesome guy named Marcus out of California. Every center of his company, I think he's been to 4 or 5 of them now. He has created a photo album of every single event, and he just, you know, starts turning pages, pointing his finger, telling stories about these various different people that he meets, and telling them what's happened in their business since they plugged into DannyJohnson.com. So that's powerful. Stories sell. Facts tell. So make sure what you do is you're just collecting a lot of stories. Here's the third thing. You need to set a goal. What is your story going to be your first week in business? What is going to be your first week story? It could be that you, you got started. You got started with your career pack or whatever pack it is. If you're smart, you started with the top level in your company. But you started with your package in your company, and your first week you moved half of the product inside that package. Or let's say that your first week you got promoted to the next position. You got to go out. You've got to set your goal and make your first week story. Very important. Why? Because the new person relates to that first week story more than any other part of your story. Why? Because it's saying that in their first week, they could, if they did the same kind of thing, if they applied themselves in the same way, that they could possibly have the same kind of results happen to them. So, for example, Hans, when he had started with this new company, he had this new this case of product, and his story was, I need to move these in 3 days. Why? Because he learned at his very first seminar 14 years ago that he had to create his first week story. So every business adventure he's ever started in, that's what he did. And so he said, okay, in 3 days, this case has to be done. Had no idea who he was going to talk to, had no idea how he was going to move it, knew nothing about it, but just said, I got to have that I moved 12 of these bottles in 3 days. And guess what? He did. So every prospect that he talked to, that's what he told him. Hey, first 3 days, this case was gone. How awesome is that? Do you want that kind of story? Then get out there and make it happen. But Danny, I've been with the company for 6 months now. Hey, your first week is the first week you're getting out there to make that happen and create that story. Okay, number 4 is no matter what anybody asks you, and you will have people who are going to ask you questions, not with a test market approach. Most people will not ask you any questions with a test market approach because they're not buying anything. I mean, they're writing you a check for the product, but they're buying it in the intention of doing a test. They want to be a test, you know, double blind test or whatever kind of test you want to call it. So this is what you're going to say. Let me tell you something. Most of you have it in your head that you have to have all the answers before you get started. And this is a huge, huge problem. And here's why. When you think that you've got to have all the information in order to succeed, then you're going to spend a whole lot of time listening and learning and not enough time doing. The only thing that's going to make you money is actually doing the work, talking to the people. And here's the reality. People really don't care about what your ingredients are. They don't care about the statistics. They really don't care about how your service was put together or who wrote the programs for it and about the lines that make it happen and who's behind this and that. They don't care. Now, maybe if you're an analytical person, you're thinking, well, I care. Yeah, that may be, but you'll do your own research to find out that information, and no one can tell you that information anyway. You want to find it out yourself. But most people just plain old don't care, and let me prove it to you. All of you, one time in your life, not all of you, but many of you, one time or another in your life, you actually purchased an airline ticket. You actually got on that airplane, and you flew from one city to another. Now, what's interesting is that when you actually were calling the reservationist, you did not ask her about how the airplane was put together or who it was put together by or how many parts there was, how much it weighed. You didn't ask any of those questions. You simply wanted to know, how do I get from L.A. to New York City? When can I leave and how much do you want to take me there? That's the reality. Now, here's what's so funny is that you don't know how an airplane, and here's the reality, you are about to get on a plane, or you got on an airplane, hello, put together by the cheapest bidder. The airplane was put together by the cheapest bidder. And you got on a plane that weighs, a ridiculous amount, with like 275 other people as well. Ugh, hate it when the flights are full, especially on Southwest. But here's the reality. You don't even understand the principle of aerodynamics. You don't know how the plane, like, lifts off and flies. I mean, how does tons and tons and tons of weight lift off and go? You don't know. That's the reality. But you bought the story of, I can take you from Los Angeles to New York City for $200 on JetBlue. You leave at 8 o'clock in the morning and you get there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's actually not true, but anyway, there's the reality. You bought the story. You bought what was wrapped up in it. You did not buy the facts about how the plane was put together and the principle of aerodynamics. You bought the story that said, we can take you from L.A. to New York City. That's what that is. So whenever somebody asks you, and I'm telling you right now, you do not need to know all the facts when it comes to moving your products. You don't. You need to know this, though. You need to know this saying, I don't know. All I know is, and you tell them the story. Most of your products and services, especially if it's a good company, are completely backed. I don't care if it's skincare, nutritionals, whatever service it is that you may have, whether it's legal services or health services or whatever. Majority of the companies out there completely money-back guarantee their products and services. They do. So you say, you know, I don't really know about that. All I do know is that I got started and this is how I feel, and if for any reason you're not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. Well, you know, Danny, let's say that I have some skincare product, right? Well, Danny, could you tell me exactly how much glycolic acid is in the product? You know, is it 2% or is it 10%? You know, man, I really don't know about that. All I know is that since I started using this stuff, my skin totally is so much softer like a baby's butt. And for any reason you are not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. Well, Danny, can you tell me, you know, who actually formulated the product? You know, I really don't know about that. All I know is that since I started using it, oh, my gosh, my skin feels so much better. And for any reason you are not completely satisfied, you're going to get your money back. But, you know, what kind of, is there any mineral oil or, I don't know, vitamins in it? You know, I really don't know about that. All I know is that my friend Sarah got started on this stuff, and it cleared up her acne, and for any reason you are not totally satisfied, you're going to get your money back. Let's say you're marketing a nutritional supplement. Same thing, which I spent many, many years in the weight loss industry. You know, how many people have died on this diet dust? You know, I really don't know about that. All I know is I got started on this stuff, and I've lost 50 pounds, and for any reason you are not totally satisfied, you're going to get your money back. Listen, I learned this from a guy who had a multi-billion dollar company. Don't mess with the guy who built his entire campaign on I don't know, all I know is. Okay, that's a proven track record. It works. And it works for you. You're brand new, man. You can say, I don't know. But all I do know is that I want it and I like the taste of it, and for any reason you don't, you're going to get your money back. That's all the customer wants to know. Is it going to work? Is it going to work for me? And can I get my money back if it doesn't? The answer is yes. Yes, you can get your money back. Great. Do you want to lose weight or not? Great. Do you want to get rid of your wrinkles or not? Great. Hey, do you want to have that insurance plan and save money on those benefits or not? Hey, do you want to make sure that you've got legal services in place in case something happens or not? So simple. All I know is I'm glad I got it. Do you want to or not? Period. End of story. Here's the last point on moving your product. You need to start talking to people tonight. Now. How much longer do you want to delay your destiny? How much longer do you want to delay your children's destiny? How much longer do you want fear and doubt and unbelief to control your life? You got to start talking to people now. And if you talk to a little bit of people, you're going to make a little bit of money. If you're going to talk to some people, you're going to make some money. But if you want to make a lot of money, you just got to talk to a lot of people. You know, so often people get involved in business and they think that they're in a stinking lotto game. This is not lottery. This is called business. And the reality is that you're going to have to talk to a lot of people if you want to succeed. Okay, now let's talk about building a sales force. It's basically five steps in building and creating a dynamic sales force. Okay, there's five basic steps to making that happen. I'm not going to go into all five of those steps right now, as far as training on all of them. That's for another call another time. In fact, I just finished a 5-week series on that call. But there's basically five steps. There's the initial contact that you make with a prospect, whether it is warm market or cold market or lukewarm market. The second step is you give them a presentation, whether that is in a conference call, through a webcast, a website that you direct them to, information you send them to, or a live business presentation, or a one-on-one presentation, or a group in-home presentation. That is all step number two. Okay, so number one is the initial contact. And the initial contact is when you use the script book. You simply read straight out of the script. In fact, I invite you to tell your prospect that you're simply reading. It's very simple. But Danny, then they'll think that I'm terrible. Oh, that's too bad, isn't it? Then they won't be intimidated by you. That's probably a good thing. Okay, anyways, so step one is the initial contact. That's when you read one of the scripts out of the script book. Number two is the business presentation. Most of the people that are listening to me right now all are part of companies where you actually are not the one that has to do the presentation, which is great. And there's some of you that like presenting. Great. Knock yourself out. Go for it. Number three is the follow-up and close. It's helping the prospect to make a decision. That's number three. What do you do for number three? You turn to page four. It doesn't matter what company you're with. You all turn to page four in the script book because that's the closing script. Which I'm so proud of my students, man, who just finished their closing class. Oh, my gosh. The increase was huge, enormous, beautiful. In fact, let me tell you that later. Never mind, I won't tell you right now. I'll tell you later. Number four is on-the-job training. That's what you do with your brand-new prospect. And all you do with step number four is you show them, by them watching you, do step one, the initial contact. Step two, driving people to the business presentation. Step three, reading page four on the closing script. That's it. Okay? And then number five is for leadership development. And that is the process that you outsource for your business. Just like businesses, corporate world outsources all kinds of things. They outsource advertising, which you will do as well, being in business and being in a home-based business. You will outsource advertising. Unless you're an expert in the advertising field, you shouldn't be trying to advertise. You should be hiring other people to do that. People outsource accountants. People outsource legal help. People outsource medical help, okay? In this case, you're going to outsource training and development. Now, that's what DannyJohnson.com is. DannyJohnson.com takes care of all of step number five for you. Unless you have a track record of developing 6- and 7-figure income earners, I don't suggest you try to do it. Now, some of you may be really good at training, and that's awesome. That's great. I love it. One of my clients, for example, Tom and Kim, they're great trainers, but they also know that when they stop to train, that they're actually stopping from building their business. And so they outsource DannyJohnson.com so that they can continue prospecting. They can continue doing steps 1 through 4. They outsource the training to DannyJohnson.com because that saves them time, work, and energy. That's why. And so if you want, I mean, go ahead. You can cross the line if you'd like to, but it doesn't cost you anything to outsource us. We have a free website. You're listening to us right now from a free call. So give me a break. Why not outsource to something that's free that actually has a track record and works and has thousands of testimonials of people who've had success as a direct result of using it? Okay, so again. One, initial contact. Two is the business presentation. Three is the follow-up and close. Remember, that's page four. Step number four is the on-the-job training. All you do is you show them how to do steps one through three. And then step number five is you drive everyone, you outsource to DannyJohnson.com for the leadership development. That's where your six- and seven-figure income earners are going to come from, are the people who plug into First Steps to Success, the people that plug into the prospecting and closing classes, the people that plug into the weekly conference calls, the people that plug into their CD player on a daily basis, listening to CDs that are going to help to improve their skill. Okay, so before you do those five steps, okay, there's some things I need to talk to you about. Number one, in building your sales force, you need to absolutely make a list of resources. This is very, very important. The list of resources are people that you've been in contact with your entire life, people that know you real well and people that you're acquainted with, people maybe that you haven't seen or heard of in a long, long time. But these are people throughout your entire life that you've either done business with, have been associated with, or know someone who's been associated with them. This you need to do by way of a memory jogger. Memory joggers are pretty simple. I had one near years ago. Maybe we'll make another one and put it on the website. But a memory jogger, real simply, if, for example, here's a great memory jogger. If you open up the yellow pages and you just look through the professions, it will jog your memory of people, okay, A, accountant, auto body. So you start asking and saying, who do I know, who have I done business with in those kinds of professions? B, you go to bookkeeper. C, you know, gosh, who knows, copy machines, who do I know that's in that kind of a business? P, printing, who do I know in printing? L, legal, you understand, and medical. So what happens is that when you go through the yellow pages, it's a great memory jogger of people that you have done business with, people that you know in those kind of professions. Or you can even open up the residential or white pages and even go through last names. It'll jog your memory of people that you know with those last names, okay? So it's important to do that, and here's why. 20 to 30,000 people, according to just one of my advertising agent sources, tells me that 20 to 30,000 people every single day are responding to advertising campaigns of people looking for home-based businesses. There's 20 to 30,000 people every single day responding to advertising campaigns because they are looking for a home-based business. I can guarantee you, if you were to make me a list of 2,000 names, if you were to really jog your memory of people that you've all been in contact with your whole life, and if you're 20 years old or older, social scientists say that you know 2,000 people. I can guarantee you, out of those 2,000, you're probably going to have several hundred that are on that list that are responding and looking actively for a home-based business. Here's the reality. If you don't get to them, somebody else through an advertising agency will. And could you imagine if it was your best friend that actually got started with another company and made a tremendous amount of money for somebody else, and that could have been you? That happens every single day in this industry. In the home-based business industry, it happens every single day, and it especially happens to those that are afraid to call their friends and family members. It's especially happening to those who are too busy to make that list. Now, I'm not asking you to make a list of 2,000 unless, of course, you really are serious and you want to make a ton of money, but you need to make a list of no less than 200 lists of resources. Make me a list of resources of no less than 200 people that are on that. I'm not saying you're going to call those people. I'm not telling you're going to sell those people. That's not what I'm talking to you about at all. In fact, my whole approach is don't sell anything. The whole approach is to build relationships. You're looking for long-term business developers. That's completely different. Why do I want you to make a list of resources? Because this is a list that maybe eventually these people will lead you to people that will build a dynamic business with you. Okay? So I want you to ask yourself, in fact, get a piece of paper and a pen right now. Go ahead. Do it. If you're listening on a computer, press pause. I want you to think about it right now. Who are three people that you know that's on that list of resources? Three people. Close your eyes and think about this. Who are three people that I know that could rip this thing up, that could do a better job than I? If I were starting, ask yourself this. No, if you were starting a company right now, okay, let's say you and I were going to become partners, and I've got my list of resources, you got your list of resources, and here's the reality. No matter what business you start in, I don't care if you're doing nails, you're doing hair, if you're starting in the insurance industry, if you're starting as a nurse or a doctor, and you're starting a private practice of some sort, I don't care if you are opening a restaurant. Every business owner that I know of personally all started with a list of resources. Why? Because you have to get the word out that you are building your business. I have a friend of mine who now is a musician, picked up a guitar 5 years ago to play it professionally, now travels all over the place performing with very famous people as a guitarist. I'm telling you right now, this guy came to First Steps to Success 13 years ago, has an enormous long list of names, and that guy has built his musical career and the gigs that he plays all over the country by this list of names. He's kept in touch with people, called people, letting them know, hey, listen, I'm playing professionally. I just launched a brand new CD. I'm going to be in New York City on these dates. Who do you know in New York that you can tell about the gig that I'm going to be doing? He has networked his way to becoming a very successful and professional musician. Hello? That is a musician. He's not even in a home-based business. So every profession starts off the same way, and it's by making a list of resources. But Danny and my friends, you know, they're just different. They don't like to do those kind of things. I don't care who your friends are or what they do or don't like. I'm not asking you about that. What I'm asking you for is to make the list of resources by faith, because you never know who's on that list that's going to lead you somewhere or lead you to someone. So who are three people that you know that if you and I were going into business together and we're starting a partnership, who are three people that you know that are better than you, who are better at communicating, who are better listeners, who have great favor with people, who have popularity? Who are three people that you know that are good in business, who have authority in business? Who are three people that you know that are go-getters, who are driven by a challenge? Who are three people that you know that love to help people passionately? Who are three people that you know that love to have a good time? Give me three people that you know that could rip this thing up. They could just run circles around you if they saw the opportunity, if they got it, okay? And write those three names down. Do that now. Those three people need to be contacted as soon as possible. Okay, as soon as possible. Now, here's the second thing. You need to create, under building a sales force, you need to create your story by doing a test market. Use the test market or the practice approach. That is also in the script book, by the way. That is also right in here. Now, working with that, very important that you understand this. You stick to the script. It's so simple, man. Don't complicate this deal. The practice script is so easy. It's like, hey, John, can I get your help with something? I'm starting a new career, and I really could use your help. I need to practice on someone. Will you please go over to my website and check this out and let me know how you think? And let me call you back in an hour so that I can practice the next step with you. All right, sure. Okay, that's a practice approach. It's so simple. You know, you can call somebody else and go, you know what, I know you're really busy. By the way, I'm just reading from the script book. I know you're really busy with all that you have going on in your life, and I almost didn't call you because of your schedule, but I really need your help. We've been looking for a way to get out of debt and pay off all of our cars, and I found a way, but before I begin my national advertising campaign, I was hoping I would gain some experience first by practicing with you. Do you think you could help me out? And that's it. Come on, man. If they're real friends, they're going to say, yeah, totally, I understand, sure, no problem. All right? So stick to the script. Create your story with your test market approach. Using your list of resources, it's very important to just look at that as what it is. Hello, you're not an expert yet. Of course you're practicing with those people. But, Danny, what are they going to think of me? What do they think of you now? Think about that. What do they think of you now? Who knows? Who cares? The reality is, with the approach I'm giving you, it's very simple. Please just stick to it. Well, you know, tell me more about it. You know, I really don't know all that much, which is why I need some practice. Please, can I practice on you? I don't want you to do anything with me. I just want you to practice. And that's it. Okay, here is the third point under building a sales force. There are three types of budgets that you fall into one of the three categories. There is the no budget. There is the low budget, and there is the high budget. Only you are the one that determines where that budget lies. No budget is that you have absolutely no funds to invest in to your training or into your advertising campaigns. The no budget, you have no other choice than to do this. You have to totally depend on the few calls that are available on the free part of our website. Okay? That's no budget. As quickly as you possibly can, I strongly recommend that you get yourself a membership into that website where you have access to a whole bunch more calls and a whole bunch of free training and other kinds of freebies and things that are available for you. Now, if you have no budget, that means you have no advertising budget at all. That means you must depend solely on either handwritten flyers or if you've got, you know, a couple bucks here and there, doing some flyers that have been tested and proven. Don't advertise unless you know something that's working inside your company, and straight from your list of resources and straight from referrals. So I highly recommend that you do whatever you can to raise your skill as soon as possible, get yourself some funds to get out of the no budget into the low budget. Okay, so no budget is you cannot advertise. That means you have to depend totally on your list of resources, and you have to depend totally on your current skill level with that list of resources. Then there is low budget. Low budget is you've got some bit of money set aside on a monthly basis where you could do a little tiny bit of advertising, meaning getting leads from various different lead vendors, and begin your process in your professional training. Now, starting, for example, like with the North Carolina CDs, that first step to success on CD is nothing like being there live. It is not at all. In fact, what's going on in Chicago is nothing like what happened on the North Carolina CDs at all. It's a different group every single seminar, and therefore it is a different result, different topics that are covered every single time. There's only about three topics that are the same that are covered across those two long days. But Chicago First Steps is not at all what North Carolina First Steps is at all. And so here's the reality. If you're on the low budget, you must have a couple tools to begin with. Yes, a membership on DannyJohnson.com. Yes, the North Carolina CDs. Get familiar with those as soon as possible. Listen to them over and over again. And next is the script book. That is low budget. Script book that has two CDs in it to teach you how to prospect professionally, how to close professionally. Gives you all the scripts I've been talking about tonight, okay? That's low budget. So under the low budget banner, you have a little bit of money set aside for a few leads from an advertising campaign. That is not enough to make you money. If you only are having a few leads coming in every day, you are not postured to make $1,000 even a month. You're not postured to make $2,000 a month. You're postured to add a couple hundred dollars a month, and that's about it. So therefore, you must depend, again, on your list of resources and referrals from the list of resources, okay? So again, low budget is you start with the minimums. North Carolina CDs, you start with the script book and a membership, okay? And you start with a few leads working from an advertising campaign. And you will die if that's all you start with. You must use your list of resources, and you must get referrals from your list of resources in order for you to make $1,000 or more a month, okay? If you are only working a couple people a day, you are not going to make a lot of money. That is the bottom line, okay? Now we go to high budget. High budget is you've got a nice advertising budget, you've got a nice budget to invest into your education, and you are not going to let anything stop you from building your business fast. Okay, high budget is this. You get yourself to first steps to success as soon as possible. You do everything that no budget and low budget does. You've got the script book, you've got the North Carolina CDs, but you are at a live two-day training seminar, and you get yourself registered for Tampa at Creating a Dynasty that's coming up in May. So you have the high budget, you get a good amount of leads. We're talking like $500 to $1,000 a month for a good, strong lead generation program. You also are using your list of resources and basically just sifting through that list of 200 people to find the few. To find the few who are destined to be a part of the organization that you are building. So you do it in tandem. And again, you're not depending on that list of resources. When you're no budget and low budget, you are dependent upon those two things, on that one thing with referrals. But when you are high budget, you are not dependent on anything besides working, you actually working. So you can work leads. You work the list of resources. You get yourself to live trainings and Dynasty as soon as you possibly can. You take advantage of the CDs that are on there. It's only going to help everything go much faster, much easier. You will duplicate much quicker in your business if you're totally fully equipped with these things. Okay, so what do you say to people? Here's something that's very important. Now, here you are. You're brand new. You're just getting started. You decide which budget is you are, no budget, low budget, or high budget. That is totally, the ball is in your stinking court on that one. Now, what do I say to people, Danny? What do I do? Okay, well, here. You utilize the script that you got from the script book, okay? Don't become an expert. What I want you to do is put people in front of your sponsor or in front of the system as to the tune of several people a day being going through the process. You put people in front of your process on a daily basis, and here, let me tell you why. The reality is that your contacts, they trust you, but they don't respect you, and this is what's very important. These contacts, you built trust in them. This is with your list of resources. They trust you, but they don't respect you. So what you do is you build respect to an expert, and that expert could be the person who built the website, could be the website. You build it respect to the person who's giving the conference call. You build respect to the person who's doing the live business presentation. You build respect to other people. Let's say you're the one doing the live presentation. You build respect to the people that are also there in the organization. You constantly edify someone else other than yourself. You don't do this for their ego. You do it for your paycheck. The reality is this. You are not the issue in this equation. You're constantly edifying somebody else by building respect to what they have done or what they are going to do or what they're on track to do. So here's a prime example. Here's a prime example. I'm getting you started, or I'm inviting you. You're a prospect, okay? And let's say that you're from my list of resources or leads. It really doesn't matter. And I'm going to take you to a live and interactive conference call. And let's say that John Smith is the person that is doing the presentation call. I would say to you, okay, Sue, here's the deal. I'm going to take you to this live presentation call. I'm going to take you to this live informational call that is going to be able to get you the information that you need so you can get out of debt and spend more time with your kids. But do you have a piece of paper and a pen handy? Yes, I do. Great. Because John Smith, you're not going to believe it. We are so blessed. John Smith has taken time out of his busy schedule to actually give the information directly to you. How awesome is that? So you make sure you pay very close attention because this gentleman has done a phenomenal job. He's been internationally recognized. He has actually set records in our company. He has set a pace for others to follow, has dynamic leadership qualities. He really has done an incredible thing. It's not that often that you actually get to meet people like John. So you're ready? You're taking notes? Because the man has got a heck of a track record that you want to absolutely pay attention to. Okay? So that's exactly what I mean by building respect. You want to build and edify respect to the person that you are working with or the person that is doing the presenting. Why? Because the prospect's going to go to that call going, who the heck is John Smith? Why am I listening to the guy? I don't like the way he sounds. What am I on here for? Click. And he's off. But if I build respect and edify John Smith, it does a few things to my prospect. Number one, he says, gosh, what a neat environment. I wish people said that about me. Number two, he's not wondering who John Smith is. He knows who he is. And he is postured to listening to him. He has Sue's attention with John now. But if I don't edify John, then there is no attention. Attention span down, click, she's off the phone. Okay? So you absolutely want to build respect and edify the people you're working with. Why? Because if all you do is you get on the phone and you try to become the expert and you're acting all hotshot and full of yourself, let me tell you something. They're going to ask you two questions. Number one, they're going to say, really, well, how much money have you made? If you get on the phone and you try to explain everything that you heard today on your conference call or everything that you read on the website, they're going to ask you two questions. When you get on the phone with that list of resources, and let's say it's your best friend, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's so exciting. We got started with the 7. I'm going to make so much money. We're going to be rich. Come on and join me. She's going to ask you two questions. How much money have you made so far? Well, today's my first day. Really? How long? You been in? Just today. Just got started. They want to know how much have you made, how fast. Those are two questions they're going to ask you. And your answers are lame to these two questions. They just are. Your first answer to how much is, well, none yet, but I know I'm gonna. And how long have you been in? A couple days? Guess what their response is to you. You know what? Sue, here's the deal. Why don't you go out and you start making some money, and as soon as you start making those $10,000 or $20,000 paychecks, why don't you go ahead and come tell me? You lost the deal right then and there. So don't get into trying to become the expert and you telling them everything about what you heard. That's a mistake that you can make. You're not framing the prospect properly. Listen, they knew you when you knew nothing. That's a company. You can't go into this that way. That is why you must edify the people that you are working with and put the focus on them and what they have done and get the focus off of you and how long you've been in. Okay, so then all you do is you just drive people to the process of the conference call, the process through the website, the process through live and interactive presentations or one-on-ones or group home meetings, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever the process is, that you just drive people in front of the process, and that's it, and you do those five steps that I told you about earlier, the initial contact, the BP, the close, the on-the-job training, and the leadership development, and that's it. How simple is that? Okay, so again, you got two ways to make money, and you can start doing this today. Moving product or building a sales force. Through the website, there's tons of free training on there, but if you really want to get equipped quickly, you want to become profitable quickly, then get yourself to First Steps to Success as soon as you possibly can. For those of you, and I got to tell you this real quick, cute little gal by the name of Jane Yan, who was a part of our coaching class. This is so awesome. The sweet woman, cute little Asian gal, was quiet as a mouse the entire 4 weeks, except for one time that she spoke up, okay? She spoke up finally on the third week and said, "Hi, my name is Jane, and I really haven't spoken up yet, but," and she asked a question. Now, check it out. She sent us an email telling us that in the month of December and January, that she called 350 people and signed up no one. Here it was on the 24th of the month. The woman signed up 6 people by the 24th of February by being a part of the closing class, had already signed up 6 people. Brent Nelson, between the closing, prospecting, and First Steps to Success from out of Phoenix, came out of First Steps, came back into the class, sponsored 5 people in 4 days. Only a few hours that he actually worked his business. He has a full-time company that he runs. He has a big business in the salt industry. And here, put some hours together by using the things that he learned in the class and in First Steps to Success, sponsored 5 people in 4 days. He had not done that. Isn't that so awesome before? We have women that were just terrified of talking to men. And both of these women were both on both classes, the prospecting and the closing class. Got on there and just had, we had one little topic where we talked about the fear of talking to a particular sex, drove to the root of the issue. These two women not only got over their fear, but check it out. They both sponsored in men at the top level in their company. How's that? Like, right away. I mean, this is like so exciting. We had people like Shannon double their closing ratios. How's that? Now, it's so exciting. I could go on for hours and hours and hours. I mean, the emails we got was nuts. And if you didn't read the email that Hans sent you to inspire you of the people that stepped out of their comfort zone, stepped out of their whining, stepped out of their fear, stepped out of all the things that were hindering themselves, First Steps graduates plugging into the classes, and hello, they got instant results. And I'm so excited for them. I'm so proud of my classes that were in both of those classes. Even the people that couldn't get people even to listen to a presentation call, and now they're able to get people to listen to the presentation call. That's huge. Some people took little baby steps, which in the whole scope of things is a huge step in the right direction, and then we had people that already were able to get people that step, but now we're taking their next step. How awesome is that? Anyway, I'm so completely proud of each and every one of those people that were on that class, and I'm looking forward to the next class. Actually, prospecting class is just about full. We only have a few days left that we're taking registration for that prospecting class. We have a few openings left in the closing class. I can't wait to meet with you guys and to coach you and mold you step by step on how to be able to build this thing. And you're going to watch your results do exactly what everybody else's did, and that's way too exciting. So listen, I'm past my time. I could talk for hours with you guys, training and equipping you, but for those of you that are brand new, this is your first time listening, do these steps I just gave you. Go make money. You got 2 ways to do it. I gave you some steps. Go put it into practice. I promise you, you will not recognize your life a year from now. You will not recognize your life a year from now if you just do what it is that I showed you to do tonight. Step out on faith and make it happen. Listen, other than that, I'm going to see many of you. We're filling up in Chicago, by the way. If you're waiting, you're going to be in trouble if we're totally full because it's 3 weeks away and we're already filling up really fast, which is very exciting. I can't wait to get there. I'm going to open up the lines. Let's say goodnight and God bless.